It's spoiler in time. This show takes all the hard work we do on our other show, Cord Killers, where we figure out how to watch stuff. Then we watch it. We talk about it here. This week, we're going to spoil Hannibal, Season 2, Episode 3, Raised by Wolves, Season 1, Episode 7 and 8, and the premiere of Falcon and the Winter Soldier. I'm Tom Merritt. He's Brian Brushwood.
Dude, and I couldn't be more excited to disagree with you, which I am certain we will do in at least one out of the four different things we're about to discuss.
Yes, Brian, you're absolutely right. Let's talk about Falcon and the Winter Soldier, episode one.
Wait, that's how therapists do it. They just say, you're right. It's fine to disagree. And then
tell me more.
Okay, go ahead.
Falcon and the Winter Soldier, episode one. What'd you think, Brian?
Let me sketch around my opinion in negative space. Things that happened in this show. About 10 minutes in, somebody gave a speech in which he said, "As you know, billions of people appeared on this earth a few months ago." And then another thing that happened, a banker says, "Oh my God, are you one of those heroes? Oh, we thought you were dead." He was like, "Yes, but I came back just like billions of other people." Yeah. Oh man, banking is so complicated. What with all the billions of people that came back? Did we not mention that loud enough earlier? That's a rational thing. Tom,
it might be the only thing I talk about if billions of people across the universe disappeared and reappeared.
For months?
Yes!
Though?
Absolutely!
Okay.
What are you talking? Of course! You know we watched The Leftovers. That much I was years about these people disappearing.
Gonna put a pin in that. That was a terrible video game that we watched for the first 7 minutes of this, where just like everybody had all of the powers and it's like, go robot laser flying drone opens doors in flying planes gizmo. Picha! Trademark. Tom, I hated this show. I hated the show. I hated the show. My kids could not keep their attention on it. We kept having to pause it to call out how awful the writing is and about how the fact that it's called The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and yet we get very little of either. It almost got interesting when they were talking about Dad's boat. It almost got interesting when it talks about, like, working with a therapist about how you murdered a bunch of people. And then that's it. That's all we had. Then it was over. I hated it. I hate the show. I hate the show. I hate the show.
The episode didn't even end with them clapping hands.
It's a piece of garbage. Like garbage. It's garbage. I hate this show. Sorry. I might be too quick. Go ahead.
It sounds like you think the show is garbage. Tell me more about that.
I suspect it may be garbage.
So you think it might be garbage. It is garbage.
I am attempting to make amends, Tom. Wait, do you think it is garbage?
This isn't about me. We're here for you, Brian.
Okay.
Wait, sorry. No, we're not. It's spoiler time.
Following our three rules, I will not. You know what? Tom, I think the show's garbage.
Okay.
I think there's a reason it was slated to be number one and got moved to number two. I think they figured out that it's a bad show.
I actually disagree with that. I think this show plays better if WandaVision had come out later. I think if this is the first Marvel show, people are more forgiving.
Right. Which is, of course, why they made it the first Marvel. Oh, no, they didn't, did they?
Well, they changed it because of production schedules that were COVID impacted.
Got it.
Do you not believe that? You think that's a conspiracy theory or something?
I'm just saying, if I knew that of two shows, one was worse than the other, I might say any combination of syllables.
You're thinking that they think the same way you do, and I don't think they do.
Yes, because I'm jaded and awful. Oh, wait, what do I have in common with Hollywood? Go ahead.
Yeah, I will definitely disagree with you if you're putting forth the idea that Marvel thinks Falcon and the Winter Soldier is garbage, and so they faked production schedule changes to put it out second. But Where I will agree with you is that I didn't really enjoy watching this. I thought it was kind of boring. I didn't hate it. I didn't think it was garbage at all. I thought it was fine, but I think I would have liked it better if I hadn't seen WandaVision, because WandaVision was so different and experimental, especially in its early episodes. And Falcon and the Winter Soldier, it felt like a really long part of a movie. And some people love that. Some people are way into it because of that. They're like, yeah, finally, action scenes. That's what I wanted. It didn't really do it for me. And I'm hoping that it gets more interesting, but I didn't hate it. So I do disagree with you, but I also didn't go back and watch this twice.
Well, but I really, really want to hear what Bryce thinks, but the last parting shots I have is, number one, I tend to look for who and what do I care for? And the closest I get is that loan and that boat. Kind of care about that. I didn't even mind. I know that within the comic books, I was deeply offended when they just put a yes man in the role of Captain America. That really upset me in the comic books. I felt nothing for that moment in there. I found it ridiculous that they wedged in, you know, Rhodey, War Machine, to say, man, totally crazy that we all came back from the dead. Anyway, I thought the writing was bad. I thought that the set pieces looked like a video game, which can work when there are stakes. I'm sorry, but my least favorite Pornhub channel is Flag Smashers. And it wasn't even me that made that joke. It was my wife, because I saw it coming from a mile away. And I was like, who's going to be a good dad? Me, not going to make the fact that Flag Smashers sounds like a porn name. 5 minutes later, Bonnie, my wife, says, Flag Smashers, that sounds like a porn name. I'm like, okay, fine.
Yeah, how dare her?
I did. No. Okay.
How dare her talk about sex?
In front of our 8-year-old. Yeah, you're right.
You didn't say that. You told the whole story. What do you want from me?
Oh, I didn't mention that our whole family was gathered for this, and I was being the good guy.
Yes, cougar. Okay. Come on.
Marvel, I know you can do better. That would be my review. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed, because I know I've seen how good you can be in Marvel, and I've seen how good you can be in episodic format. I've seen how good you can be in miniseries. I've seen how you can be in a post snap universe.
What? But why should they please you?
Because I almost cursed, because I pay them, Tom. Because they work for me.
What if they're pleasing lots of other people who also pay them, and changing would displease them?
Well, then they need to stop that and get back to the business of pleasing me. I don't understand.
Tom, it's very clear. It's called Brian Plus. Is. We're all subscribing to Brian Plus.
I mean, his
$10 is really going to him.
All right, let's hear what Bryce
thought. I thought it was... I actually ended up having to watch this a second time, because after the first time I watched
you realize
this,
it made
I thought
no sense.
That did anything happen in that episode at all? And
they almost put a shield in a box, but then they took it back out.
But I will say, for about 60 minutes of television, not a lot happens, especially when the two titular characters don't meet up, say, at the end of the first of 6 parts of whatever the series is. So I think that the pacing is very frustrating. The other thing is that I couldn't help recognize the almost pro-war stance of this show. I kind of couldn't get away from the globalists are going to destroy the world. They want to get rid of the border. Don't you want to keep the border? Like, there was a lot of little bits like that are, everyone's got their own taste on that, and I'm not making a good judgment call, but I definitely couldn't avoid thinking that Raytheon would have loved to have been in this program.
It did. I'm raising my hand. It did make me think of that moment in The Simpsons where Lisa almost dates Nelson, and she's over at his place, and he's got a poster that says "Nuke the Whales," and Lisa says, "Nuke the Whales. Why do you have a poster that says Nuke the Whales?" And Nelson says, "Well, you gotta nuke something."
it did feel a little like why was so it seems like a very strange antagonist to set up here, especially when one half of the story, the Bucky stuff, isn't really intersecting with that yet at all.
That was the other thing that bugged me. First of all, I don't even remember that we got introduced to an antagonist. Second of all, it felt like there were two different shows. There was the Bucky show, and then there was the Falcon show. And I can't wait for them to meet and become Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
I wonder if, I wonder, because both Bucky and Falcon had like one action sequence in this episode. I wonder if like that is like a weird Who Framed Roger Rabbit like equal screen time thing that they've got to deal with in future episodes or not. But
I don't know.
That's just a flyer. But yeah, I think that it's I don't want to judge all of it based on one episode, especially pacing wise, because who knows, maybe everything picks up next episode. But I just thought it was kind of slow and made me feel like this is we might in 6 weeks be on the other side of the Snyder cut of of Marvel. We might have just seen a 6-hour Marvel movie.
Actually,
and one of the ones where they're just punching people for the whole time.
Actually, I think you're onto something, because I can picture a version of even just the first episode that we saw, because the whole, I'm going to say the words out loud, I hate them, flag smasher thing or whatever. That was an echo of one of the things I rather liked about the latest season of Westworld, the idea that it's like you're gigging by a real life GTA app game, you know, you got missions to do and so on. What if the first episode was us digging whatever it is, you know, somebody in this environment and understanding, you know, what it's like to be part of the chaos and the attraction of all that. And then in the background, you knew that there's this guy, you know, this federal agent, or maybe even hold off the Winter Soldier till the second episode or whatever. I mean, I don't know. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not that far off. I think we're all relatively on the same page with this, and I hope it turns it around. That said, my wife loved it. She thought it was fun. She thought it was great. She's like, oh yeah, that was good. She was surprised that I was even mildly negative about it, and I certainly wasn't as negative as you, Brian. But I I'm seeing a lot of people who enjoyed it too. So it's for someone. It just apparently isn't the three of us.
I definitely forgot the one thing that I didn't catch until I saw it in a comment that made me rewatch the episode that second time. I completely missed all of the stuff with between Bucky and Yuri, and all of the meaningful glances about them saying, oh, Bucky killed Yuri's kid, and that's why they're hanging out. And that's like, for whatever reason, that completely went over my head the first time I watched it. And now that
really?
I see it, yeah. And then watching it the second, I was like, oh, this is really heavy handed.
Well, but, I did pick up on it. And even then, I was sad that it's like, no, Yuri should be like his old friend from when they fought in the Korean War or something, like some
that's,
post
I think that's that
World War II thing.
I have no problem with what they did there, which was they led you to believe that's what the case was, right? Oh, this must be one of Bucky's friends, and because he doesn't age, you know, he's taking care of him. And then you find out that's not why, it's because he killed the guy's son.
Right.
And I thought that worked. That wouldn't be something I'd pick on. I got it right away. And I was actually, that was one of the few times where I'm like, oh, I'm glad it's not the thing that I expected, or I would have been disappointed by that.
Okay. Just a pitch. Imagine this episode was mostly from the perspective of, spoilers for Westworld, an Aaron Paul character who's engaged with the app, who's participating in the flag smasher phenomenon or whatever, the rhetoric being, oh, America and their jingoistic garbage, they're all whatever. Like, imagine if they held back all of that boo-hoo Captain America died stuff and instead got us completely on the side of the bad guys right up to the end, where they released this obvious clown of a fake fill-in yes man Captain America, and our guy, our Aaron Paul with the app, is just like, oh, we're gonna take him down. And for a brief moment, like, we begin with hating everything that both the Falcon and the Winter Soldier are in defense of, but instead they pull us over. Oh, there could have been so much there that I would have been on board.
Don't fall in love with the hypothetical story that you've just written, though.
It's like, a good story.
And you should have pitched that to Disney Plus.
You're right.
But we have to kind of take it as presented.
Okay. Well, in that case, I take it.
Yeah,
as
I mean, there's no end of alternatives. If you didn't like it, then all you have to do is come up with something else, and it will be better by comparison, right? That's an easy game to win.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see next week. Maybe they do that next week. Who knows?
Maybe they're good. Now they are, because they heard Brian's idea and totally going to steal it.
Too late.
Yeah. All right. That is Falcon and the Winter Soldier episode 1.